Manu Patra alerts dated the 28th of May 2019. Supreme Court has refused to direct the Uttar Pradesh police to conduct further probe in the 2018 Hapur lynching case. A vacation bench comprising Chief Justice Rajan Gogoi and Anirudh Bose said the lower court would decide the plea for seeking further direction to the state police to file supplementary charge sheet after conducting further probe in the murder case of 45-year-old meat exporter Kasim Qureshi. Supreme Court observed that a murder is a murder whether it arises out of matrimonial dispute or otherwise, while rejecting the bail plea of a man who is in custody for about 13 years. Supreme Court has observed that the expression company used in Section 141 of the Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881 includes a partnership firm or association of persons. Kerala High Court while granting relief to Arnav Goswami, chief editor of Republic TV has stayed the proceedings against him in a criminal defamation case filed in the Judicial Magistrates Court Kannur for allegedly humiliating Keralites during a channel discussion. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea challenging Telangana High Court judgment that held that a person can be arrested by the competent authority in cases of goods and service tax, GST. Evasion. Delhi High Court has asked the State Election Commission, SEC, to decide whether party symbols can be removed from ballot papers and EVMs in the municipal polls in the national capital. Delhi High Court has rejected a PIL seeking direction to Election Commission to investigate into the affidavit filed by the Rajya Sabha Member of Parliament, Rajiv Chandra Shekhar, Member of Parliament and businessman. Delhi High Court has sought RBI's response on a PIL alleging that online payments platform Paytm was providing lending facilities in violation of the law regulating such activity. Rajasthan High Court has held that the courts have to be very careful and sensitive to the circumstances before passing orders for getting the DNA test conducted for establishment of paternity in a case. Delhi High Court has held that the issue of paternity cannot be determined in a habeas corpus proceeding. The court was dealing with a habeas corpus petition filed by a couple claiming that a child in the custody of Balsahayoga Child Care NGO was a child. Karnataka High Court has held that for a gas station to function within the limits of the city, it has to obtain a trade license from the municipal corporation concerned. Delhi High Court has stayed the Central Board of Secondary Education's CBSE new affiliation bylaws with respect to schools granted affiliation earlier. ITAT Mumbai has held that the benefit of Section 80G under the Income Tax Act, 1961 cannot be denied to society solely for the reason that it is not involved in charitable activities. National Green Tribunal has sought a status report from a committee on the redevelopment of the Pragati Maidan exhibition complex on a plea that sought to stop the construction work. Central Information Commission has directed the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, to disclose the list of big loan defaulters it had sent to banks for resolution.